G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, June 27. I'm John Barker. Joining me as usual, Joel Marshall and Carl Diorio. Well, Joel, how did you finish up at Royal Ascot? Did you have a bet?
I did. I found the winner of the Jubilee, which was quite handy. Thank you, Frankie Dettori. But a great run by the Aussie Brazen Bow. Came down, of course, by his lonesome down on the grandstand side and ran a great race. And the Wangina wasn't too far away either, so the Aussies certainly didn't disgrace.
Carl, we're asking the question of readers in Winning Post this week as to who is Australia's Horse of the Year. What is your opinion on the matter?
It's very open, isn't it? It's very hard to identify one standout. I guess distance won the most group ones, but are they the quality group ones? And I guess, do you rate individual performance more than the individual performance of one win over a cluster of group one wins? I'd probably say, giving it 20 seconds thought, I'd probably go with Criterion, but he might fit into that most improved category. But he's really been good, and Brazen Bow as well. Brazen Bow over Criterion there. Go, change my mind in 5 seconds.
Yeah, well, I'm not quite sure who I'll be voting for if I'm allowed to vote, which I don't think I am. I think I was last year, but I used to vote in it. But fair enough that they chop it down and then get rid of the hacks like me. But I don't know who I would vote for. Maybe that was just such a great Cox Plate win with Adelaide. I reckon that if there is no standout, just go for the Cox Plate winner is my usual policy. But what I think will happen is that I think Brazen Bow will win the July Cup, and then will, even though surely racing in England should not affect who is the Australian Horse of the Year, I think that everyone will vote for Brazen Bow.
Funny as well, Criterion, the last 24 hours, they've actually decided that he'll have one more run in the Judmont International before coming back to Australia. It looks like the owner is quite keen to see him have that one extra run. And it's going to be, well, Judmont, the previous 4 or 5 years has been the highest rating weight for age race in England. So if Criterion pinches that, that might shake a few things up. But I guess it might be another story whether he can win or not.
Big if, I would have thought, yes. But Flemington, we'll now get back to Australian shores. And Flemington is the venue for Melbourne Racing on Saturday. And what a massive card it is. And these winter racing series are just a big hit with owners and trainers, and there's a lot of heats of them on the 9-race card at Flemington on Saturday, and just big fields right through the day. And we'll take you through the quaddy before we give you our best and value bets for Flemington on Saturday. The first leg of the quaddy is race 6, Banjo Paterson Series, Heat 5. We've seen a few of these going around. I reckon De Little Engine is ready to win a fourth up. What do you think, Joel?
Yeah, I went De Little Engine, number 7. As you said, fourth up. He won fourth up last time in, and he's been ticking over really nicely. I think he gets his chance to win. Cadillac Mountain, number 5, I think is the main threat. He's also a horse that's just been ticking over nicely and looks ready to go close, also fourth up. I threw in 16, Tim McArthur, third, just a little bit of upside. He over-raced last start. If he can just settle, he might finish off a bit better. And 11, Prism, going well, the veteran. He steps up sharply in trip, but he's going well enough to include in multiples.
Similar sort of numbers. I went with Cadillac Mountain on top. I was half thinking of tipping him ahead of Digitalism last time at Mooney Valley, but luckily stuck with Digitalism. I just feared that Cadillac Man might just need that run over the 2,000 metres to bring him on for next time, and it was a really nice second. Steps up to 2,500, I wouldn't mind him seeing the 2,000 again, but 2,500, it's one up to 2,650, so the distance shouldn't be a problem, and it should be very hard to beat. I'll go to the head of 11 Prism, 7 De Little Engine, and for fourth, number 13 Practiced.
I went for the little engine number 7 to beat 4 Cool Dini. A little bit disappointing last time, might be ready now. 5 Cadillac Mountain. And 2 Our Voodoo Prince, but Our Voodoo Prince is in Sydney.
There's
probably also more likely to race there.
There's also Kapoor as well, which has entered in Sydney as well.
Race 7, second leg of the quaddy at Flemington on Saturday, is in fact the main race of the day, although it's not one of the heats of the various winter series. David Burke Provincial Plate, 1,610 metres, worth 100,000. Joel, what do you like here?
Yeah, I went one Kendrellwood, coming back in distance, but I don't think that's a real negative for this on-pace type. He'll be really strong at the end of the mile. I think he can keep going despite the weight. Through 14 in for second, Excitement going well this time in. Wasn't beaten far last start. I think up to the mile will suit. 3 Chili Express might find this a bit easier. And number 12, Baron Archer, who was back in winning form last start and does drop 6 kilos.
No firm opinion on this one. I might change my mind, but I'm on Kendrellwood for the time being. Good win here, 3 starts ago, that long over Longeron, and Longeron, I should say, has gone on with it, and that form through the bowler, Magic Cool, it's the strong form line, and I think it's the one to beat despite the big weight. Thunderbird 1 might be the improver, gets out to the 1600 metres, and I thought the run last time behind Lucky on Barefoot wasn't all that bad. For third, I'm putting in number 10, Let's Be a Star, who found the line well in the Swan Hill Cup and probably a little bit unlucky not to win. And Lord Geronte should give a bit of cheek up on the pace. Will cross from the wide gate. Hopefully doesn't do too much work and should be in the finish as well.
Race 8 is the third leg of the quaddy at Flemington on Saturday. This is the VRC CRV Winter Championship Series Heat 6. Over 1,400 metres. Joel, you've gone for the first emergency here. Has got a run.
Yes, Sir Andrew. Really good run. His first run in Oz, 2 runs back, hit the line super, ran good sectionals, and then no luck last start when he stepped up to this sort of class and couldn't get a crack at them. Craig Williams sticks with, and I think barrier 13's a plus. It means he should be able to get to the outside at the right time. I think he's short enough. $4.80 or $5. You wouldn't want to take much shorter than that, but I think he'd be very hard to beat. 2, Mr. Utopia, again, drawn wide, big weight, but he's going to be thereabouts. 4, Amavatio, and 6, Good Value. So most of the favourites for me.
Mr. Utopia for me actually was a really good winner. We saw first up when it just flashed through the nail boom, we're on the line, and then a good winner third up, knocking over Hosting. And last time I took a bit of a set against Mr. Utopia with the big weight of 59.5. And it was only beaten a half length by Yesterday's Songs. It got back from the outside barrier and just flashed home. And I thought to myself, well, you can't be doing that again. And this is a similar sort of feel, being a heat of the Winter Championship again. And I'm on the side of Mr. Utopia here, big weight in the wide barrier. So got it on top from 4, Amavatio, who's been racing well of late in Sydney. For third, number 17, Sir Andrew. And for fourth, number 15, Tiny's Legacy. I thought ran a bit of a better race last time and hopefully can slot in a midfield position from barrier 11.
All right, I went for 6, Good Value, to beat 17, Sir Andrew, 2, Mr. Utopia, 15, Tiny's Legacy. Race 9 is the Leilani Series, Heat 4. It wraps things up and obviously is the last leg of the quaddie at Flemington on Saturday. 1,400 metres for the mares.
I went with the Sydney side here, Mademoiselle. Her best form would take her pretty close in this. Obviously, her last run was a bit disappointing at Scone, but if you just write that one off, her previous two runs were pretty decent, and just think some of that Sydney form around the likes of Peace Force and Solicit is pretty strong for this grade. So I think she's worth a gamble each way to beat 1, Miss Rose DeLargo, Danny O'Brien at Flemington. She's always got to be respected. 2, Sino Eagle, I thought was over the odds and could be an improver. And 6, Jesse Bell, worth another chance off a forgive run at the Valley.
Nautical on top for me. Flemington 1400 is probably her ideal track and trip, although record suggests perhaps otherwise, with 1 win off 7 starts. But she was third behind Commanding Jewel and in a Group 2 race, the Let's Elope. And her last win was in this race last year, this exact same race. And I just think getting back and finishing home over the top, Nautical looks the way to go here. Important to note, a lot of these horses in betting have claimed, and I think the only leading contender without an apprentice aboard is Jesse Bell, number 6, and the experience might count for something. I think the run, the forms this time in has been solid, apart from the last start effort when the pattern of the day was just against, and I think it's certainly worth forgiving that run. For third, number 12, 4, Duress, and fourth, number 8, Judicial Rock.
Sino Eagle for me, number 2, to beat 4, Nautical 11, La Passée, and 1, Miss Rose DeLargo. My best at Flemington is race 6, number 7, De Little Engine. My value bet, race 4, number 5, Angry G. Joel?
My best is Sir Andrew, race 8, number 17. I made my value, Abasso, race 3, number 7. Another of the Chris Waller horses down from Sydney. Good run, two runs back, and then dropped back a distance last start and was just warming up his last 100, I think, back out to the mile, and it looks well placed in this sort of a race. The other one I sort of liked a little bit was Lon Rockstar in race 5.
Yeah, the best is Mr. Utopia in the Winter Championship pick, and Value Bet is in the 2,500 metre race Cadillac Mountain on an each way basis.
Across to Rose Hill Gardens for Sydney Racing on Saturday, a soft 7, a bit better than it has been as in recent times is what we're predicting. And there is a listed race. It's race 4, the Ronald McDonald House Westmead Winter Cup over 2,400 metres. And no surprise that Chris Waller has 3 of the 7 runners and that 5 of the 7 runners were bred in the British Isles. Where did you go, Joel?
Number 1, Bonfire. And made him my best on a... Well, not a day that really excites me in Sydney on Saturday, but I think it'd be very hard to beat Bonfire. Only had the one run at the mile, stepped straight up in distance, but he's in the right stable for that, and he showed plenty of promise in his first Aussie campaign back in the spring. Without winning, but certainly showed enough to suggest he'd be very hard to beat in this, despite the weight. Our Voodoo Prince, Dan Chai, and Dream Folk, next best.
I left out Kapoor out of my top 4 in Melbourne, just because I thought it was a stronger race than this race here, the listed Winter Cup, and I've got Kapoor on top, and it might get conditions to suit Kapoor, which is important to know. That's one on a soft track and a heavy track. I'm beaten on heavy ground. It has been a runner-up in a French listed race, although that was only containing 3 horses in the field. I think the first 2 runs this campaign have been adequate without being sensational. It's since gone back to the trials and it was in a hurdle trial and ran 5th. I just don't think there's much strength to this race, and he might just be the horse on the up. Got him on top from 1 Bonfire, who was solid first up over 1600, but jumps out quickly to 24, so that's the question mark there. Dan Chai for 3rd, 1 last hard Ipswich Cup, but I just question Dan Chai over 2400. And for 4th, number 3, our Voodoo Prince, who drops back from the 2 miles of the Stayers Cup back to 2400. A really, really... not a race that I'm too keen on, but probably Kapoor just on default.
All right, and Joel, as you mentioned, Bonfire was your best on the Rose Hill program, and your value bet comes up a bit later.
Yeah, struggled to find any value, really. Karakuchi's going to be one of the main fancies in race 7, hoping they sort of come for Berry Delicious, and we can get a little bit of a price for Karakuchi. I think it should be hard to beat, out to 1,500. Really good run last start, and get some nice weight relief.
Best bet is... for me, in the Eigelstein is my value, race 6, number 6. I'll start with the value, race 6, number 6, Eigelstein. It's in a, I think, a fairly winnable race. It meets Rugged Cross, 5.5 kilos better from a meeting last August at Rose Hill. The 2 runs this campaign have been positive, and the wet conditions will play right in the hands of Eigelstein. I think Mirage, Beauty's Beast, and Moral Victory will set up a strong gallop in front and allow Eigelstein to finish over the top. My best bet is in race 8, which may not run. It just depends on the conditions. So long as the track is not heavy, Turbulent Jet will run. And I think he's been coming along well this campaign with 2 seconds behind Alberto Magic and Aussies Love Sport. We'll get back and be steaming home from the wide gate. The other one worth mentioning is race 2, number 2, Casino Dancer, who resumed with a really nice run at Hawkesbury. And made up ground against the tempo, and then last time charged home into 3rd behind Pajero, running past a few handy horses, and I just cannot believe Casino Dancer is around $12, so I think it's a pretty good each way bet as well.
In Adelaide, they're racing on the course proper at Morfordville, and Carl, big fields are the order of the day, and we're waiting till quite late in the day for your value bet in race 8 and your best bet in race 9.
That's right. Pistolier in race number 8 is my value bet. I just think the horse has been performing well this campaign, fitted for the 2 runs. Forster Bells are on first up, and then 3rd to Casino Wizard last time. Drops in weight, and I think that's and draws well. I think they both 2 key aspects that will help the horse on the weekend. It's a race of plenty of depth, but I think the price of just around about double figure odds for Pistolier is very good. And in the last race, my best bet, Percy on Parade. It was a luckless effort 3 starts ago at Packham. Then it ran at Swan Hill and again was unlucky, got back and just didn't get clear galloping room at the right time. It then raced off a three-day backup at Mornington and once again got too far back and closed well and just needed that extra 100 metres, which it does get here over the mile. So Percy on Parade, I think, can get the cash in the last.
I made my best Churchill's Wit, race 3, number 6, lightly raced gallop with a fair bit of upside. Also in at Flemington, where he'll run well, but if they go to Adelaide, I think he'll press forward and be hard to beat. And I made my value Streetcar Valor, race 8, number 4, a horse with a very good fresh record resuming from the spell and benefited from the claim.
Doombit is the venue for Brisbane racing on Saturday. And here, Joel, we wait till late in the day. Your best in race 7, your value in race 8.
Yeah, a tricky program to find any sort of standouts, but Black Cash, race 7. You look at his form lines and he's hard to back just purely looking at them, but he's going all right. He didn't have much luck last start in the eyeliner when he needed to get out. From barrier 1, he can box seat or just sit just behind them. He can handle a bit of sting out of the track, and this sort of trip in this grade really suits him, so I think around $9 or $10 would be very hard to beat. And I made my value 3 Rondavels, race 8, number 15, half-brother to Show a Heart, showing plenty of promise. Just a heavy 9, probably just pulled him up last time. He loomed up and didn't quite go on with it. The track will be better than the heavy 9 on Saturday, should be anyway. And he's come up pretty decent odds.
Going my best bet, race 5, number 4, Seeking More. Runner-up at 3 of his past 5 starts. A little bit disappointing behind Withington in the Lightning. 5 horses in this race came out the Lightning, and Seeking More was a $3.20 favourite and just babbled away behind them. Willing to forgive that run and go on the runs prior where it's finished second behind the likes of Lucky Meteor and Craftiness and that sort of form. And I think that we'll see it go very close here with Rocky King likely to lead and set a pretty genuine tempo. So got that is my best bet, race 5, number 4, Seeking More. And my value bet is race 6, number 7, Faith and Courage, a horse that gets back and runs on, has won 5 from 40 starts, the 6-year-old mare. The last start effort at Ipswich was really good from an inside barrier. Jim Byrne stays aboard, and he rode a really smart race last time. And I think there's plenty of speed in this race that will allow Faith and Courage to finish home over the top as well.
All right, well, the most prestigious race around Australia on Saturday is in Perth at Belmont. It's the Group 3 Strickland Stakes, over 2,000 metres at weight for age. And, Joel, you feel that having broke through third up after a couple of unlucky runs, Fuchsia Bandana can stretch herself out to 2,000 metres?
Yeah, I think she will. Look, the 2,000 probably suits Respondent and Tower of Lonro really well. They, of course, they filled the placings behind at Fuchsia Bandana, but she's a good, consistent mare. She's going to make her own luck, and I think she's the one to beat again. From Respondent, I put Belmont Girl in for third. She's going to be suited by the extra distance and Tower of Lonro. Next best, my best for Belmont is Crystal Gardens, race 8, number 7. Has been costly for those that have been stepping in at the favourites quote in her recent runs, but look, she has had a few excuses. She lost the rider 2 runs back and then backed up a week later and dropped from 14 to 1200, and I think it was just a run just to tighten her up. She's up to the mile on Saturday, a distance she's won at previously, and I think that'll suit. And my value is Saxon, Saxoff, race 2, number 9. Was in really consistent form before the last run where he drew wide and pressed forward. He likes to lead in his races and just did a bit too much work from the draw. No weight after the claim. Barrier 4 should do less work and be harder to shake off.
And earlier in the day in New Zealand, there are 11 race cards at both Ruakaka and Hastings.
Yes, Ruakaka, obviously, the horse is looking for a better surface, which they will get, likely to be in the dead range. My best is Silencer, race 3, number 6. This horse shot away with what looked to be a winning lead on debut at this track 2 weeks ago, and he got run down by the stablemate Hasselhoof, who goes around in race 10 and will probably win again. But Silencer did beat the rest of them by over 6 lengths, so he deserves to break through, and I think he will. And my value is 2 G's, race 5, number 2. Just got a bit lost on the turn at this meeting a couple of weeks ago over the 1400, but I thought he knuckled down well the last furlong, and out to 1600 will suit. Hastings, big day for the jumpers there, and my best is in the first, going to be up early, I'll Have a Half, race 1, number 1. This horse had a couple of runs over the hurdles and has shown promise. I think there's not a lot of depth to this race, and on a tricky program, we might be able to get some cash early. And my value is Rocky, race 8, number 11. I hope they pressed forward. They went back last start, and he just never got into the race. But last time in, he showed good staying promise when they pressed forward, and he seems to grind away at the same pace. So down on the minimum weight, I think from barrier 2, he should be right in this for a long way.
All right, well, Joel's not kidding when he says early in the morning. That is 8:30 Eastern time to start your punting day. And
is that even
he's very confident too. You might put your whole bank on that and then just retire, just put the queue in the rack at about around about 20 to 9 in the morning.
So they start to take their coverage that early? Or?
Yeah, I think it'll be on there, but used to, but they have been. Sky have been showing them. So, get on. Maybe put your bet on the night before, possibly.
Bendigo, just to round out the weekend, is the highlight of racing on a Sunday around Australia. There's a heat of the Silver Bowl series, there's a $30,000 showcase handicap, and there's also the Brendan Drexler hurdle and the Moss Trooper steeplechase worth $80,000 each. In the hurdle, we've got to Take Care aiming for his fourth successive win in this race, and then we've got Bash Boy, who's about to turn 12, is wanting to atone for failing when he had health issues in this race last year. And Carl, you've decided you can get both of them beaten.
Yeah, I did tip against them both. I did find a place for them in my top four though. In the Brendan Dreschler, I went Fieldmaster on top to knock off Gotta Take Care. Zaheer in for second, Gotta Take Care in for third, and for fourth, Tuscan Five. Really good race. I think Fieldmaster's just working up to a win and drops a kilo in weights, which should help its chances. The other one is the Moss Trooper steeplechase, and I've gone Thubian to beat Bash Boy, King Triton in for third, and Valediction in for fourth. Maybe a little bit less depth to that Moss Trooper steeplechase. I guess Bash Boy's, in my opinion, a better chance of winning than Gotta Take Care in winning the Brendan Dreschler, but both of them should acquit themselves well, but I think they'll fall short.
All right, well, gee, if Thubian does knock off Bash Boy, you'd have to say that a star will be Bian. Now, if you're a sub-editor at the Herald Sun. Now, that leaves us only to remind you to buy your winning post if you haven't already. Still just $5. The form for Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Shane Templeton is in there reminiscing. Paul Richards is talking to one of my favourite film critics, Lee Patch, who's also a racing fan, about why most racing movies are in fact pretty average. And there's plenty more good reading besides. Two sections of your letters to the editor, always popular. And as I mentioned, form for Friday, Saturday and Sunday, just $5. Make sure you get it. And finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend. I'm going to keep it simple. I'm going to go to Flemington. I'm going to say race 6, number 7, DeLittle Engine. 20 a win. Joel?
Yeah, I'll go Flemington. Race 8, Sir Andrew.
And I'll go Rose Hill, race 6, number 6, Eigelstein.
Okay. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners. And we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.